Yo, what's up? Welcome to The Shit List, the Patreon exclusive show where I go online, I find a top 10 list, and I bring it back to Tim and Baird on the ones and twos to judge for your amusement. Tim, today we're going to talk about the 13 most memorable video game ghosts.
Okay, 13's a lot.
13's a lot. This is, of course, a Halloween special, right? I wanted to bring something spooky for the spooky season. This is from The Gamer. Of course, The Gamer out there pumping out lists quite a few per day, and I went on there, and I was like, yeah, they got some spooky stuff for me today. And this came out yesterday.
Wow.
So it's an up-to-date,
fresh out the kitchen.
Hot and fresh out the kitchen list. 13 most memorable video game ghosts.
All right. Well, let's start with what are the ones that just pop into your mind, right? Because Boo.
Boo, yeah.
Boo is the first.
Boo.
Clearly.
There's a lot of ghost Pokemon. I don't think if you're going to go one or two. If you're going to go one, you would go...
One would be Gengar, but I
do... The one I think of specifically with ghosts is Ghastly, though, because he's got more of a...
And I was going to say Ghastly, but I think... Honestly, I think you can pick any of those.
All three of them, yeah.
Yeah, like that's true. Haunter. Yeah. Haunter's fucking cool as shit.
Haunter's cool as hell.
Yeah.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Underrated Pokemon.
Yeah.
But I think I'd go Gengar.
Gengar. I do, too. But then once you get out of that, I think Boo's a little interesting as well because, you know, there's just the generic Boos. There's King Boo. Do they both make the list?
Oh.
Because they're very different.
I think they'll just do one encapsulating Boo.
I do too. Yeah. And I think that is coward's work.
Yep.
Yeah. Gengar.
But what about after that? Like, I feel like those are kind of like.
Now, hear me out. Barrett's going to love this one. The ghost from Donkey Kong 64. Is that like all the ghosts of like DK's past? You know what I'm talking about? The ones that give you tips?
Yeah.
When you first get in like the hub areas before
DK
the actual 64 level.
64 Kong ghost.
Or is it the same?
Those
ghost?
Are like relative. They're all like
Cranky Kong's dead wives.
Yeah, hold on.
I don't know if that's canonical.
It's Wrinkly Kong?
Wrinkly Kong? That's not
Wrinkly Kong. In Donkey Kong 64, Wrinkly is revealed to have died sometime after the events of Donkey Kong Country 3, Dixie Kong's double trouble. This is maybe before or after the big Kong war, who knows. And appears as a ghost in every level's lobby. The active Kong can talk to Wrinkly from one of the five color-coded Wrinkly doors, and then she gives you tips and stuff like that.
Okay,
so
I'm putting Wrinkly Kong on the list.
Okay. I'm trying to even just think about ghosts in games, and I don't think this is going to make the list, but 13, again, is a lot. I'm going to say one of the ghosts from Fatal Frame.
Okay.
Specifically, I'm thinking the twins from Fatal Frame 2.
Fatal Frame twins.
But it's stretching it, admittedly. I'm having a hard time thinking of video game ghosts that aren't...
I've not played Silent Hill, but are there ghosts in Silent Hill?
That's my thing, is like the definition of ghost, I think, is weird.
That's a good point, because I would also think, like, the undead thing in PT, I would categorize that as a ghost.
But we never got the answer, really, to what that really was, you know?
Let's see here. Ghosts have been a part of the stories of human culture since ancient times, so of course they are in our video games. In fact, there are a ton of ghosts in video games. We'll see about that. There are friendly ghosts, ghosts you can play as well as ghosts that frighten and still give us nightmares to this day. Besides their personality, it is surprising how different they can all look. Some are even cute. So here are the top 13 most memorable ghosts.
There are ghosts in Final Fantasy VII, and even in the remake.
Oh.
There's that ghost train.
Oh,
section.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Let's start there. What games have ghosts?
And a lot of horror games come to mind. I'm going to write down PT just for my sake, my own sake of memorizing this.
I want to come up with...
Luigi's Mansion, but, like, is that just Boo again? Or
no,
like, there's
no,
different ghosts in that,
there's hella
right?
ghosts in that, yeah.
I'm going to say a Luigi's Mansion ghost is on there.
They should
that
be.
That isn't Boo.
Luigi's Mansion ghost. Here's what I'll say.
The dog ghost is pretty cool.
I'm going to get crazy.
Ooh,
all right. You know what happens? When you're playing a racing game and you're doing a time trial.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you want to go through and race yourself. They record your ghosts and your friends' ghosts sometimes. I'm going to say just racing game ghosts in general.
Dude, I hope that's on the list. If that's on the list, this list will automatically be amazing, and the gamer will have gained respect on this day.
Hell yeah.
Only on this day, though.
Only on this day.
You can't make up the other days.
Racing game ghosts in general. Now,
if they put it at number one, though.
That'd be crazy. That'd be wild.
Then they gain respect for a week.
You think number one for racing game ghosts in general?
I love that. It's a
level of creativity I respect, but I don't know if the gamer has the juice for it.
Remember the first, like, the first time I encountered racing game ghosts, it blew my mind, because it was Mario Kart 64.
Oh, yeah.
Where I was just fucking around in the time trial thing. Because rarely did time trial. Why am I going to do time trial? I'm 6 years old. I'm just trying to have fun and race in the GPs. I did a time trial, and I was like, you know what? Let me do that again. When I saw myself racing, like, I couldn't comprehend what was going on.
Mario Kart Super Circuit on the GBA. It was the same story for me.
What else has ghosts?
Okay, let's think. I want to get to some games that aren't horror games, because I feel like that's the ones that are going to get picked. Like, more like cartoony ghosts, cartoony right? Ghost. Is there a game where you actually play as a ghost? Like, is there a platformer where you're like...
There's got to be.
You're like Ghost Boy. I don't know.
There's got to be, like, some mechanic where you shift into a ghost in a game, right? Like, you go back and forth from like ghost Sonic form to ghost. Like, yeah, Sonic Unleashed style.
Tokyo game that came out.
Ghostwire Tokyo.
Does have ghosts in the name.
And I think the premise, isn't the premise is that you're kind of half ghost?
Ghost-ish?
I don't know. I think
it's like the end of the world happens, but then like you were in a coma, so you didn't get like killed. And the one way that you survived is like some ghost like morphed into you or some shit.
It's like Danny Phantom?
A little bit, but the ghost has a different personality, whereas Danny Phantom, he's still Danny Phantom when he turns into Danny Phantom.
Mm. Popular ghost. Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. Okay. Yes, I'm writing that down.
Okay.
That took me a second. I was like, what the fuck? What ghost was in Modern Warfare? No, yeah, there's the character Ghost.
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down there, Tim.
Ghost COD. All right. I like that.
Let's get into it.
There's one. What am I? Maybe I'm thinking of Luigi's Mansion. I feel like there's a cute platforming ghost.
I mean, Luigi's Mansion is chock full of them.
I guess that's probably what I'm thinking. You get the pup.
Are there ghosts that link the Time Sweeper?
Or am I just thinking more Luigi's? I think that's Luigi's Mansion.
I mean, there's a bunch of ghosts.
I feel like this is a Zelda ghost.
Polterpup.
What's
his name?
Polterpup.
Polterpup.
Yep.
From what, Luigi's Mansion?
But he's a pup.
Oh, yeah, I remember people talking about this now. I feel like there's ghosts all the time
in like Zelda.
This is one that I think is going to disappoint. Disappoint us that we didn't think of them.
Yeah.
I can feel this being one of those lists.
Persona, those things look like ghosts. They're probably not ghosts, though.
But it's a whole thing.
Yeah, they're like demons.
Yeah, and they reflect popular imagery from people's minds.
Oh.
All right, gamer.
Yokai.
Persona.
Yokai or ghosts?
Ooh, yeah, those are literally ghosts.
Do we want to say yokai? Let's just say, I'm going to say yokai watch
yokai
in general.
Yokai watch, yeah.
It's insane how popular that is. And I sit like, just not in any of our
but
lives.
Not significant. Not popular in the West, though, is the thing, right? Like, it was huge in Japan.
I think it popped off for, like, the younger market here.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like Alyssa's
I think it was more of a Beyblade pop-off and less of a Pokemon pop-off.
Yeah, that's fair.
that makes sense. Yeah.
All right. Like, a very specific generation of kids is going to be very nostalgic about yokai in like 10 years.
I'm picturing a ghost in my head right now, and I can't tell you what that ghost is from.
He's going ghost.
Undertale. Undertale ghost.
Oh! Yes.
Excellent answer.
If that's not on here,
they fucking up.
They really fucked up.
That's the ghost,
it's going to be a weird balance if that's not on here, but the racing ghost is, then they get no shit, but they get no respect.
That ghost was the one that like fought you with their tears, right?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
But then like the tears started flowing away because they were too sad to fight you.
Oh God, what a game. All right, let's get into it. At number 13, Boo from the Mario series. That is so low for Boo.
Number 13. Okay, so maybe Boo's later, which is wild because I think just this Boo.
Iconic.
Wow.
I mean, I would argue that Boo is one of the most popular ghosts in the world, period. Like outside of video games even.
Right up there with Casper, I'd say.
I feel like Boo's even more popular than Casper.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're probably right.
You're crazy.
Like, I don't think the kids are watching Casper anymore. I think that was just our generation.
I was so into Casper, man.
That was just like a 2003 joint that we watched Casper. I don't think people were watching Casper in 2022. They are still.
Oh, we didn't think about Ghostbusters in any way, shape, or form. Slimer.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point,
actually. He's in video games.
He is in video games. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to say Slimer.
Ghosts and Ghouls?
Yeah.
Is there any iconic one from those games? I just want to throw that out there.
I don't know if there's an iconic one, but that's a good one to bring up. All right, moving on. Number 12.
Oh, fucking Christ. Blink, oh, so dumb.
We fucked Blinky, we're Pinky, so Inky, and Clyde from Pac-Man. Wow.
We're dumb, wow. But also to get back to the critiquing here, coward's choice to choose all four of them. You should have just picked one.
I mean, look, Barrett, I'm semi with you, but these motherfuckers have number 13 as Boo and number 12 as all of the Pac-Man ghosts.
We better have that reaction for all the
other. What are they about to do for these next 11?
I know. Those are like a top five right there.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Number 11, Gengar from Pokemon.
The Gengar Evolution line.
All right.
The game is going crazy today.
Yeah. This is fucking wild. This is a crazy list so far. Like, this is like, I don't know, man. I don't know where we go from here. Because so far, I think we've listed the main ones that we were like, yeah, these are the ones. You know, where do you go from here? Let's see. Number 10, Alma from Fear.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Out of my wheelhouse.
I guess.
Now, Fear's pretty big.
But, like, bigger than those three that we just mentioned?
Yeah, no. Hell no.
No.
I don't know.
No.
But maybe she's better in some way, and we just don't know because I didn't play Fear.
I respect her being on here, though, you know. I respect a Fear pick. Number 9, Sai from Fatal Frame
2. There you go.
Yay, so Tim nailed that one.
I feel good about that.
All right, let's get into number 8. The Sorrow from Metal Gear. Snake Eater. What are you doing, Tim?
I don't know.
We're fucking up.
So out of it today, man.
Man. Hey, good for them, though. They are coming up with a list of 13 ghosts in video games.
1,000. Honestly, banger so far. Yeah. You know, like all the entries, I'm like, yeah, I can see that. Damn, how did we not get the Sorrow?
How did we not get the Pac-Man ghost?
Damn.
We're so dumb.
All right, number 7. The Hero's Shade from The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess.
Oh, and what an
That's
awesome,
a great one as well.
I knew there was a ghost that was like iconic enough. Zelda. And yeah, like the whole lore with that one, spoilers for Twilight Princess and lore and shit, is that is the Link from Ocarina and Majora's Mask who got forgotten essentially to time and so cool. Trains the Link from Twilight Princess.
Which is so cool.
Like, and I'm super sad.
I forget how, like, if I realized it as I was playing or if it was like a thing I read later, but I want to say I maybe had a realization while playing and it blew my mind where I was like, this might be the Link. Because I played.
He is the Link.
I played Ocarina legitimately right before I played Twilight Princess. Wow. Like, it was a.
I feel like a big enough hint, not super huge, but something where, like, if you know Zelda and you, like, read something, you're like, oh, shit, that's...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I had that moment where I was, like, again, fresh off of Ocarina. I had played it. It was, like, 2011 or something like that. I played it on an emulator on my laptop and played the Ocarina, like, that whole year. And then I was like, yo, let me play Twilight Princess. Twilight Princess looks cool. And then, yeah, I, like, had a moment where I was like, is this my Link? Is this Link? Oh, shit, this is Link. Number 6, Celebrimbor from The Shadow of Mordor. I respect this pick.
Yeah,
it's a good pick.
Same.
It's kind of high, but I respect this pick. Celebrimbor was my guy, and I hear he's in the new show.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that's spoilers. I heard somebody mention Celebrimbor being in Rings of Power, which made me almost want to watch Rings of Power. And I was like, wait, no.
Almost.
What am I doing? I don't watch Lord of the Rings. I just play the games.
We're getting to the top 5 here. Where do we go from here?
Fuck, man. Well, looking at what I wrote down here, right? Like, Wrinkly Kong. I have PT written down here. We haven't had anything from Luigi's Mansion yet. Racing game ghosts. Ghost from COD, which at this point, I don't think that's going to be on here.
I don't either.
This is a respectable list so far. I don't think he muddied it with
So
Ghost
is King Boo number 1?
Undertale Ghost is going to be on here.
It better be.
King Boo, I think, could be number 1. Or it's going to be one that we just didn't think of that's going to blow our minds.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, it's a banger. Yeah. Let's see. Number 5, Lisa from PT. Let's fucking go. Call that shit. Number 4, the Headless Horseman from Skyrim.
He doesn't have a head.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a head. Honestly, this one, I respect it. I don't think I did the side quests in Skyrim, but I'm sure Skyrim fans are probably loving this one.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at this one. I think this makes sense. All right, top 3. Let's get into it. Number 3, Grandpa from Stardew Valley.
What?
Look at this motherfucker. He's so dead.
He looks like Santa Claus.
Look at him. Oh, man. This is a funny looking grandpa.
This is like, he said, you've done a good job at the place. Like, Is he the one that sends you on the quest to make your farm and shit, maybe?
Grandpa is the character who starts everything in Stardew Valley. He leaves you his farmhouse in his will. Oh, he leaves you his farmhouse in his will and tells you to move there when you get sick of life in the city. The rest, as they say, is history.
All right.
So there you have it. He is the one that's searching on your path.
I respect it.
I respect it, too. Number two, Divine Justinia, V from Dragon Age Inquisition. They're getting into the nerdy picks.
Yeah.
This top five. Like, this is a list that I feel like is for the gamers, but also, like, I don't know, man. I respect these picks, but also I look at the bottom five, and I'm like, I would have put the bottom five higher. Like, when you're talking about ghosts, I feel like Boo Boo and Gengar and Blinky Pinky, Iggy and Clyde. I think those are more iconic for a greater audience.
Yeah, what's this number one some about of these to deep be? Cuts.
It better be the Undertale ghost.
At this one, I don't know if I have faith in the number one anymore.
Yeah.
I think the number one is going to be another deep cut. But let's see. Number one, we got the Chozo ghosts from Metroid Prime.
Tim, how do you feel about this?
I don't feel good about it. I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a big Chozo fan. I think they're really cool. Love their design. And the ghosts in Prime were cool, but I don't think of them as ghosts necessarily. Like, they are, but, like, they're not fucking Boo or Inky. They might be Clyde.
Yeah. Clyde. I think my main problem with this list is the ordering. You know, I think the ones that are lower on the list should be higher. The ones that are higher right now should be lower. And I think I would have said, this is a great list.
The thing about this list, I respect it and good for you guys. And at the end of the day, this list is the shit, I would say, for them. But I feel like they went a little too hard on their they had a personal agenda with this.
Yeah.
They had something to say.
They wanted to prove something.
A list just needs to be the majority thought.
You got to give up the ghost.
You got to give up the ghost. We're not going to get better than that. We should probably wrap up.
1,000%. You say this is the shit. I know we only have two options. If I had to say between it's shit and the shit, I'm going the shit. But if there's like a secret middle option of like, it's a little shitty, I'm going to say it's a little shitty.
Just a little shitty.
Just a little shitty, though. Just a little shitty. Like, yeah. I respect it. I'm not going to fight it too hard.
One smoke machine, not two. You know, that it's level of shitty.
1,000%. Ladies and gentlemen, let us know who your favorite ghost in the comments below. Until next time, this has been another edition of The Shit List. I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. That's been Barrett on the ones and twos. And until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.